And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff, and today we're going to talk about mentorship and the different types of mentorship that you can see out there, not only in small towns, but in large towns, and really any place, in school, in church, at work. You know, it's not just for teaching people how to do a better job at work or anything like that. There's a lot of other things that go along with mentorship. In the military, we used to do this a lot. In some cases, we also showed them how to get out of work, how to get out of stuff. And that that's not what we're going to talk about today. I'm not going to show you how to get out of doing a work detail or anything like that. We're going to talk about other things than that. I do want to give a shout out to everyone who's listening on either iHeart or Apple Podcast, Amazon, all of that. I really do appreciate everyone listening and finding the program out there. Like I said, I'm also on YouTube, so it works out really well. So, you know, there's multiple medias where you can find the podcast. I also want you to visit faithcast.com to discover other great Christian podcasts like this one to help you keep your faith. It's a directory that I'm in, so you can see me. I'm under the comedy section because that's where it kind of fell. I'm kind of funny, I think. So, all right. So what we're going to do is we're going to dive right into the mentorship. So there's many different types of mentorships. There's financial, there's job, there's spiritual. All of them are great. They all serve a great purpose. At church, especially in the bigger cities, you've got, and this is where mentorship really has a good foothold, is in the bigger cities. And that's where I kind of wish it was in the small city, in a small town. It would really help out. I noticed a lot of it in the military has a lot of mentorship, and that's what I think led to a lot of good leaders being developed, because they had good leaders teaching them what to do and what not to do. Because sometimes mentorship is also allowing someone to maybe fail so that they can learn from that. Now, like I said before, you know, we also taught people how to get out of like PT or physical training and stuff like that. It was just more of just a bonding experience anyway. Used to call it the E4 Mafia. Pretty much anybody who's ever been a sergeant or above E4 in the military will understand what that is. Basically, it's a person that is just ready to be into leadership, so they kind of feel like they don't need to have all that supervision on them, but they get tasked with a lot of stuff, and so they just kind of feel like they don't make enough money sometimes to justify what they're getting pushed on. So, but enough of that. That can always be a different discussion if you want to talk military and other stuff like that. But one of the nice things that it did do, the military, showed that leadership or that mentorship can really shape somebody to who they are. And I think that's where, like I said, the bigger towns have that advantage, because they've got pretty much mentorships for anything. I mean, if you want to be an entrepreneur in a business, there's a mentorship. If you want to be a pastor or go into some sort of a seminary school, there's a mentorship for that in the bigger cities. If you want to be a clown, go into politics. but there's mentorship for that. There's mentorships all over in the bigger cities. And even in Indiana, where we don't necessarily have like the bigger cities, we still have that mentorship there. Now, you know, we also have in the smaller cities, you know, we do have some mentorship. We have some people who go into the classrooms and kind of teach them how to balance their checkbooks, or to, you know, do some sort of investing, teach them about money, stuff like that. But to be honest, there's not that much of a, you know, hand-holding, you know, mentorship like you see someplace else's. We do have like big brothers and big sisters, so if you know somebody does need to have some sort of a big brother, which is kind of a mentorship, but a lot of times that gets pushed into more of just a spend time, you know, try to bond, try to show them, you know, that there's something good out there. It does kind of get into mentorship, but like I said, it's That's one of the very few things that we do have in a small town. We do have some, and at least in our church, we have a mentorship program that we call Fight Club, and I enjoy that. Basically, it's a bunch of guys that get together. We do some activities and do some stuff like that, but we also build each other up. We try to mentor people through their walk with Christ and do all of that, and it is not... It doesn't involve any type of soap, and it doesn't have Brad Pitt in it. Sorry. But other than that, well, unless you want to count me, but so, but you know, Fight Club is a good thing that can happen. The church also has a women's group called Radiant, which is also kind of like a mentorship as well, and so you get a lot of that as well. And but as far as any like real hands-on, you know, here's some kids. You know, in high school, let's pair them up with someone in the church or somebody just in the community. It doesn't always happen. We have ride-alongs with the police department, but that's if they're going to be into, you know, law enforcement, fire department. You know, in high school, you can become a volunteer. So, you know, that's kind of a mentorship, but it's really specific. So, and I think that's something we should really look at. I mean, why can't a small town have just a mentorship where, you know, if somebody has a need, they can have that conversation with somebody and we can point them in the right direction, you know. But there's different types of mentorship. There's financial, you know, how to save money, how to spend money. So there's some of that going on in the school itself. Job. So like in a job, there's a lot of mentorship, especially with people getting ready to go into some sort of a management position. Mentorship is really good because that allows for them to see what the job entails and then also kind of see if it's something that they're going to like or they're not going to like. Life, you know, how to grow personally. Once again, that's where if somebody's just having a rough time, they can talk to somebody. It doesn't necessarily have to be... you know, psychiatrist or anything like that, but just somebody who may have been in there. And that's where a lot of the support groups come from, like Grief Share and stuff like that. But once again, it's all tied to the church. And then spiritual, once again, how do you grow in Christ and in the church? And that's where I think we have to really step up as a church in a small town and just kind of be that mentorship for the people in the community. I mean, are we willing to go out of our comfort zone to help the kids or even a grown adult to grow? So as you're thinking about that, I'm going to take a quick break. And what we're going to do is have a quick ad so I can pay the bills and keep this thing rolling. And then we'll be right back. All right. And we are back with Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm Matt Gaff, and thanks for listening to that ad for me. If you're on the podcast or anything like that, I really do appreciate it. So what we're going to do is get right back into mentorship, what it is and what it isn't. So mentorship isn't necessarily just a sit down and discuss or just have someone boss you around and tell you what you need to do sometimes. A lot of times it can be a sounding board for that particular job or issue that you're trying to work on. So if you're trying to work on financial, you know, they can be like, okay, what is your problem? You know, where do you see your issues at? Let's sit down, let's break it down and do that. And like I said, a lot of that can happen in the schools, and even in college and stuff like that. Outside of it though, mentorship tends to be at least financially like a financial advisor. And then you're paying for that or you're paying for services for that. Some churches do have, you know, financial freedom going on, and that's also a nice thing. Once again, that's where the church is stepping up and being that mentorship. And some of the problems with that, though, is with it being in a church, a lot of the people in the community that don't necessarily go to that church doesn't know about that particular service or that particular type of program. So that's where us as a church, Christian, or even person who's involved with that, needs to be able and needs to have the courage to step in and say, hey, if you have an issue or you have this problem, we know the perfect place for you. And that's where you got to get the word out. You know, especially nowadays, I mean, with Facebook and everything else, that's good. But the problem is if you're not a friend with that or your friend doesn't share it with their friend, you know, there's a big thing with Facebook as far as trying to get, everything kicked in. And so therefore, yes, putting it on Facebook is fine. Putting it on a website is fine. But you need that word of mouth sometimes, especially on a small town where maybe not everybody knows each other. The larger city, there's a lot of community spots where you can post that information. You don't have that issue like you do in the smaller cities. I think another spot where mentorship is really nice and has been used effectively for, in some cases, is with like sports. Your high school student that gets that chance to have that mentorship with their coach because maybe they're struggling or maybe they're really doing really well and they have an opportunity to get a good scholarship, they'll mentor them. But in some cases, that doesn't happen unless the student asks for it and be like, hey, coach, can you help me out with this? Unless they're really struggling, and then the coach may step up. But that's a good spot where somebody can interject and be like, hey, how else is everything else? The schools can do that too. If they see a student struggling, a lot of times they'll talk to the student, try to point them out in certain directions. So the school systems do help a little bit, but in a smaller school or in a smaller town, we just don't have that capabilities like some of the larger cities. We don't have all of those mentorships or even programs like the larger cities. So sometimes we just have to try to do the best that we can. Another thing is veteran programs. Small town is really nice because, at least in our town, we have a couple veterans things. You have the Legion, you have the Legions, and you also have the VFWs. So that helps a lot of veterans that come back or have been here for a little while, because we know when we get out, we can always try and find one of those, and they'll help us out. But a lot of times, there's other programs that can be going through there that we don't always know about. And as veterans, sometimes I think we get a stigma because we get bullheaded and we don't always like to be told what to do, oddly enough, even though we were told what to do pretty much our entire military career. So, I don't know how many times I've been told what to do. So, I get out of the military hoping I won't have to get told what to do. I still get told what to do. But anyway, so there's a lot of programs there. So my point is that, a lot of times, I talk about what small town can give and how we can make that Mayberry, that whole Hallmark movie channel where everybody knows everybody, all the problems are solved within that hour. There's always that one thing that helps everybody out, and in multiple movies, there's the kid that's struggling in soccer and oh my gosh, look at that, there's a soccer club and it fixes the system and it fixes the problem. There's not always that. So we have to be very vigilant on what we're doing. Be very aware of the situation and be willing to speak up and say, I'm willing to help, or I'm at least willing to look and see what we can find. I may not be qualified, but by George, we're going to find something. So, the church is a great thing. I talk a lot about the church being a place to do this because that's what was driven. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be, disciples of the word. And how can we do that if we're not out there helping the people, or at least trying to? And luckily, a lot of churches do have those programs or some of the programs. So what we're going to do is go a little bit into some scripture here that kind of backs what I'm saying. And once again, if you have any comments or questions, or even, you want to just say something, you can always email me at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com, or look me up on Facebook for the show, pop a comment in the YouTube. So 2 Timothy 3:16. Okay, so 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. So that's a nice little saying. Once again, the scripture is breath, but it's also profitable for teaching, meaning that you can use that to help teach people. look at the Bible. If they've got an issue, let's go to Scripture. Let's see what you know Christ said about it, what God said about it, and what we can do about that. And it's good for training for righteousness. Once again, that's what Sunday school, that's what Wednesday night for kids are. That's where they can get some of that mentorship if they need to. So Proverbs 1:8. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching. So once again, you know, we're not supposed to forsake any type of teaching, whether it be your mother, your father, whatever. You know, it's we learn, and that's how we grow. And that's how I kind of look at it. 1 Timothy 4:13. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhort to teaching. So basically what that's also saying is, you know, you need to devote yourself to public reading of the Scripture. Don't hold it in. You need to actually bring it out to the public so they can digest it, they can understand it, and then we can grow the church into that, and we can bring people that need to hear the word sometimes. And then Colossians 1:28. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. And the one there is with warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom. Once again, teaching and mentorship goes hand in hand. How can you not mentor and bring someone up if you're not teaching them? So there's some of the things, there's some of the scriptures that I always look at when we talk about teaching and mentorship, how I always see it as the same thing. You're mentoring and you're teaching. It's got to be that one-on-one connection so that the person understands and feels it. So that's going to be my wrap-up for mentorship. I think what we may do is we may go into maybe calling, hearing the calling for Christ. I think it's the next podcast I'm going to do. So we're going to talk about how hearing that call and how can you do that in a small town or in a big town, but can use some of the small town techniques to make it really amplify. So if you want me to, if you want to go into a little bit more detail, or you want me to go in a different direction, by all means, let me know on Facebook, on Instagram. That's where I'm at most of the time. So just to recap, I'm on Spotify, I'm on iHeartRadio, Anchor, YouTube, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts now. Basically, if you have Echo, Amazon Echo, just say, Alexa, play Small Town with Matt Gaff podcast, and there I am. So it's right in your house, which could be scary sometimes. But anyway, if you have any other questions too, you can email me at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. It's all one word. But once again, I want you to also think about visiting faithcast.com. That's a big, huge directory. So if you want to hear something else, maybe from a pastor or something like that, by all means, look it up. And you can find some other podcasts. Right now, I think I'm the only comedy one in there. So it's pretty easy to find. But other than that, I look forward to talking to you next Monday at 8 a.m. And have a great one.